Woman alone. When she cannot be sure which of two lovers it was with whom she felt this or that moment of pleasure, of something fiery streaking from head to heels, the way the white flame of a cascade streaks a mountainside, seen from a car across a valley, the car changing gear, skirting a precipice, climbing. When she can sit or walk for hours after a movie, talking earnestly and with bursts of laughter with friends, without worrying that it's late, dinner at midnight, and her time spent without counting the change. Covered with books, and no one is kept awake by the reading light, and she disconnects the phone to sleep till noon. Then, self-pity dries up, a joy untainted by guilt lifts her. She has fears, but not about loneliness. Fears about how to deal with the aging body, how to deal with photographs of the mirror. She feels so much younger and more beautiful than she looked. At her happiest, or even in the midst of some less than joyful hours, sweating patiently through a heat wave in the city, or hearing the sparrows at daybreak, dully gray. Wine-drinking woman who knows the old roads grass-grown and laughs to herself. She knows it can't be. That's Mrs. Do-as-you-would-be-done-by from the Water Babies. No one can walk the world anymore. But she thinks maybe get to be tough and wise some way, anyway. Now at least, she's past the time of mourning. Now she can say without shame or deceit, oh, blessed solitude. blessed solitude.